Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 366. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. As always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting me. And today I have a short episode, I promise, that builds on something I talked about the other day. I did an episode maybe a month ago about why don't we take our own advice in life? I talked about that common exercise we all do, which is like, you know, what advice would you give your younger self? And I talked about how easy it is when faced with a question like that to sit down and dish out great advice. You know, advice like, oh, you know, don't live to please others. Don't procrastinate on doing what's best for you. Set higher standards. Don't ignore red flags. I talked about how easy it is to give out advice, but then, of course, how difficult it is to turn around and take our own advice. So I did that whole episode on how we can better learn to take our own advice. And I stand by that. I think that's a really powerful mentality to have. I try to live my life personally where I'm proud of myself at all times. And a big part of that is doing what I say I'll do, aligning my words with my actions. And most of all, I take my own advice. But I was thinking more about this and more about life in general, about not knowing what to do. You're living your life and you just don't know what to do. What do you do? What do you do when you don't know what to do? What do you do when you don't have any advice to give yourself because you literally don't know? You're kind of at a loss. You're genuinely stuck. What should we do when we don't know if our standard is being met in our dating lives? What should we do if we're confused by our boss, whether they're really an asshole or we're just being too sensitive? What do we do if we feel lost or unfulfilled or unloved in life? We just don't know what to do. In those instances where by our own judgment, we're just stuck, we're at a loss, we don't know what advice we would give ourselves, even if we could give ourselves advice. Well, in reference to my previous episode, taking our own advice, of course, would be great. But in these instances, these are instances where you're so in that thing that you're living. You're so consumed by the issue and the frustration of the question at hand, you have zero advice to give yourself. So what should you do in these instances, which are very common, obviously? How many times in life have you been like, I just don't know. I just don't know. Well, I have a thought on this, of course, and it's very, very simple. And my creative process for the podcast is I have a notepad where I write down episode ideas. And I have literally hundreds of notes scribbled on this thing. And there's one that I circled the other day. It was something that I wrote some time ago. But I wrote down in quotes, I wrote, if I asked you that, what would you say? If I asked you that, what would you say? Basically meaning, if you have a question about something in life, about what to do or what's the right move or the right decision, the right conclusion to make, instead of asking yourself it and getting lost in your usual overthinking, pretend that your friend asked you the same question, that it was their life. And in the context of the question, they simply asked you, hey, what should I do? Or pretend that you could like duplicate yourself and you could turn around and ask yourself the same question. Pretend that you could look in the mirror and the person looking back at you could ask you that question, however you want to visualize it. But I think this idea, if I asked you, what would you say? I think this is a very powerful approach to figuring out what you should do when you're stuck, to figuring out what advice you should give yourself when you have no advice to give. If I were to ask you that, what would you say? Right? So like if you're dating someone, for instance, and that person keeps giving you mixed signals, they're acting all sketch, they're hot and cold. There you are. You're unsure of what to do because you want it to work. You had a glimpse of potential and you don't want to let that go. And so you're torn. You don't know what you should do. So you're like, what should I do? What should I do? Well, if I were to ask you that, what would you say? That's the question. If you were to duplicate yourself and walk up to you and say, hey, My name is Case. I'm dating someone. They keep giving me mixed signals. They're acting sketch. They're hot and cold. I'm unsure of what to do. What should I do? Well, what would your gut reaction to that be? You'd probably say, Case, well, the answer is obvious. You deserve better. You deserve someone who's sure, that isn't playing games. Right? That's the power of detaching yourself for a little bit. And instead of asking yourself the question over and over and over again, you take a step back and you say, hey, if I were to ask you that, what would you say? If you were giving advice to someone else and they asked you that, what would you say? Or another scenario, right? You're stressed out at work. You're overworked. Your boss is entirely too demanding. They're micromanaging you. They don't respect your personal life, and so on and so on. And there you are, you're torn because you want to succeed. You want to be promoted. You don't know what to do. What should I do? What should I do? Well, again, duplicate yourself. If I were to ask you that, what would you say? If you were to walk up to yourself and say, hey, my name is Case. I'm stressed out at work. I'm overworked. My boss is too demanding and a micromanager. They don't respect my personal life. What should I do? Well, what's your gut reaction to that? You'd probably say, well, the answer is obvious. You deserve better. You deserve better balance. You need to speak up or move on. And I think that is the power of shifting your perspective, because it's kind of like what I mentioned earlier. We give great advice to other people, genuine great advice. We give the greatest advice to our friends because we could be objective, less emotionally invested in it. But again, there exists the paradigm. We suck at giving it to ourselves, and we suck even more at taking it. But sometimes I've discovered the most powerful thing we can do is just shift our perspective a little bit. And I found that this subtle exercise of, if I were to ask you that, what would you say? It really works. And why does it work? Well, the other day I was browsing Reddit, and I do a lot of research on Reddit because it's filled with everyday people giving their opinions and experiences and stories on things. And there was this thread titled that immediately caught my eye. It said, what is the most helpful thing your therapist has ever said to you? Oh yeah, click, big click. I clicked in, and the top comment, the one with all the most upvotes and comments, was as follows. And it gave me a big time light bulb moment when it comes to this idea of not knowing what to do. What is the most helpful thing your therapist has ever said to you? Here was the top answer. It said the following. My therapist and I were discussing how I felt about a pretty deep down betrayal from my now ex-wife. And I was beating myself up for not seeing how bad she really was when there was plenty of evidence. And my therapist wrote down something on his yellow notepad, and then he held it right up in my face, practically touching my nose. And he said, what's that say? And I couldn't read it. It was too close to my face. Stepping back from it a bit, I could see that it read, you're too close to see it. And he was right. I was too close to the problems in a situation to have been able to see it, where in retrospect, it was so obvious. Oh, what a great story, right? Love Reddit for that kind of stuff. It's amazing. And I love that so much because my takeaway from this and the way we live our lives is that we are aware, we are hyper aware of every detail of everything in our lives. We're consumed by it. We overthink it. We're unable to detach ourselves from it. We live it 24/7. The issues we face in our life, we're just so freaking close to them. We're too close to them to see sometimes what is the obvious answer, the obvious solution, the obvious conclusion. That's the obvious answer we'd see if we could find a way to take a step back for just a moment. And for sure, not every answer in life is going to become obvious just by taking a step back, but it's worth trying, right? It's worth trying something new if you feel stuck. It's worth trying an exercise like, if I were to ask you that, what would you say? If I were to ask you that, what would you say? Well, what would you say? If you were to ask yourself that same advice, if you were to somehow able to duplicate yourself, look yourself in the eye and say, hey, if I were to ask you that, what would you say? What advice would you give me? Well, ask yourself that. What would you say when you try just for a small amount of time to be a bit more objective, to be a teeny tiny bit less involved, less emotionally involved, less consumed by that thing? I think this exercise can give you that. It can give you that small piece of objective perspective that maybe you're missing. Maybe it's that little bit of tough love that you need that says, okay, this is ridiculous. I see it now. I've been hanging on to this for too long. I've been putting up with this. I've been making excuses. I've been blind to an easy truth. The evidence has been there. I've just been ignoring it. because I've been so close to it. And that really, if you think about it, that's the paradox of life, right? It's that to discover what's best for you, you have to be close. You have to be close to it. You have to be close to yourself. You have to be close to the question at hand, to the feelings you have that inform you of what's best for you and your essence and your intuition. You have to get your hands dirty. You have to be vulnerable. You have to go through it. You have to do those things which are very inherently deep and close to the thing. You need that. You need that deep, vulnerable introspection to discover what's best for you in your life. But sometimes all that offers is overthinking and what ifs, and kind of like you put blinders on to what would be an objective truth if you were only able to take a step back and look at it from an outside perspective. So I think the final piece of the what should I do puzzle, sometimes all there is to do is take a step back. Yes, you need to do all of those things where you're in the weeds. You need to do the inner work. You need to be honest with yourself, of course. But then take just a teeny tiny step back and check yourself. Check that you're not so close to the thing, to the question, to the insecurity, to the frustration that you're unable to observe with objectivity. That you're not so close to it that you can't see what's obvious or what's more simple or whatever it may be. Sometimes the most powerful thing in life is your ability to just observe without feeling. Just for a minute, just like a quickie, just a quick BRB, I'll be right back. That's what this question does. If I were to ask you that, what would you say? That's you duplicating yourself, hopping into a new set of shoes, looking yourself in the eye and say, you don't know what to do? Okay, well, if I were to ask you that, what would you say? What would you tell me? What advice would you give me? That sometimes is what you need to finally find that advice. Because in that moment, it's weird, we're humans, suddenly you might be able to see with objectivity. And that's super powerful. That's you literally just taking a step back with the purpose of trying to observe instead of feel. So that's it. That's all I wanted to say with this episode. I want to keep it super short. Just something to consider in your life right now when you don't know what to do. Think about something in your life that you don't know how to address, something that is pulling you back, something that you've been unable to find the answer to, something that is detracting from your happiness or your fulfillment or your progress or the standards or boundaries you've set for yourself. Consider now all the feelings you've felt towards those things. You're all in your feelings. That's great. Consider all the introspection you've done. That's great. Consider all the energy you've given that thing or that person. Also great. But now, for your final act, you're going to take a step back. What should I do? Well, if you were to ask you that, what would you say? That's the question. Put yourself in different shoes for a moment. Duplicate yourself for a moment. Pretend that you are your friend asking you that same question about the same issue. What would you tell them? What would you tell you? You're a good friend. You want the best for your friend. You want the best for yourself. You know the energy and the empathy and the intention you've already put towards this thing. You can still respect that. But just for a brief moment, you can try your best to observe without feeling. What would you say? If you were to ask you that, what would you say? So that's it. That's it for the episode. Keep that in your back pocket. The next time you're like, I don't know what to do, say, BRB, I'm going to observe without feeling. If I were to ask you that, what would you say? But I'll end it right there. I hope this was helpful in some small way. Kept the episode very short, delivered on my promise. If this episode was helpful, if you could just do me a small favor and give the show a 5-star rating and a 1-2 sentence review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, just tap the 5 stars. I'd be super grateful. It really does mean a lot and it helps the show grow. But as always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting me by visiting newmindsethoodis.com, picking up a journal, and until next episode, I'm out.